Good morning, everyone. We're reading in Book 6, the Book of Fate, Canto 2, The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain. And last week we completed our reading of the first section, which consists of a series of questions and complaints by Savitri's mother. And the last half page or so has been all about why is it all and wherefore are we here? What is the meaning of this world and our human existence? So now we haven't read the much longer section that comes. I think we'll start by reading the second section on page 442, line 190. Yes. We must pay attention and see whether he answers all her questions. He's not going to do it systematically like a lecturer in a schoolroom. He's going to start with one particular point and then go on and develop. You'll start, Don?
Then, after a silence, Narad made reply. Tuning his lips to earthly sound, he spoke, and something now of the deep sense of fate weighted the fragile hints of mortal speech. His forehead shone with vision, solemnized, turned to a tablet of supernal thoughts, as if characters of an unwritten tongue had left in its breath the inscriptions of the gods. There in that light, time toiled. His unseen works detected the broad, flung, far-seeming schemes, unfinished, which his aeon flight unrolls, were mapped already in their worldwide look. Was then the sun a dream because there is night? Hidden in the mortal's heart, the eternal lives. He lives secret in the chamber of thy soul. A light shines there, nor pain nor grief can cross. A darkness stands between thyself and him. Thou canst not hear or feel the marvelous guest. Thou canst not see the beatific sight. O Queen, thy thought is a light of the ignorance. Its brilliant curtain hides from thee God's face. It illumines a world born from the inconscience, but hides the immortal's meaning in the world. The mind's light hides from thee the eternal's thought. The heart's hopes hide from thee the eternal's will. Earth's joys shut from thee the immortal's bliss. Thence rose the need of a dark, intruding God, the world's dread teacher, the creator, pain. Where ignorance is, there suffering too must come. Thy grief is a cry of darkness to the light. Pain was the firstborn of the inconscience, which was thy body's dumb original base. Already slept there pain's subconscious shape. Already slept there pain's subconscious shape. A shadow in a shadowy tenebrous moon. Till life shall move, it waits to wake and be in one call with joy. Come forth the dreadful power.
Thank you. Ah, Sergei.
And life's breath, it was born higher, its dream. But pain came first, and only joy would be. Pain, love, the first heart grow on the world draws. By pain, a spirit started on the cloth. By pain, light stirred in the subliminal deep. Eternal, submerged, hidden, in wetest trance, awoke to itself. The dreamer, sleeping blind, it made a visible realm out of its dreams. It drew its shape from the subconscious depth, then turned to look upon the world it had made. By pain and joy, the bright and tenebrous twins, the inanimate world perceived its sentient soul. Else had the inconscient male suffered change. Pain is the harm of the ghost to break and get resistance in the mortal's heart. His slow inertia is of living stone. If the heart were not forced to want and weep, his soul would have lain down content at ease and never thought to exceed the human star. And never
known
to climb towards the sun.
Thank you. Marianne.
This earth is full of labor, but the same. There is an endless growth of an endless world for us still. The centuries end, the ages vain pass, and yet the Godhead in her is not born. The ancient mother faces all with joy, calls for the ardent fan, grandiose clear, for with pain and labor all creation comes. This earth is full of the anguish of the gods, ever the travel, living by time's goal, and strive to work out the eternal will and shape the life divine in mortal forms. His will must be worked out in human waste, against the evil that rises from the gulfs, against the world's ignorance and its obstinate strength, against the stumblings of man's perverse will, against the deep folly of his human mind, against the blind reluctance of his heart. The spirit is doomed to pain till man is free. There is a clamor of battle, a tramp, a march. Cry arises like a morning sea. A desperate laughter under the blows of death. A doom of blood and sweat and toil and tears. Men die that man may live and God be born. An awful silence watches tragic time. Pain is the hand of nature, sculpting man to greatness. An inspired labor chisels with heavenly beauty on a willing mold. Implacable in the passion of their will, lifting the hammers of the tightening toil, the demi urges of the universe work. They shape with giant strokes their own their sons and mark with their enormous stamp of fire.
Thank you. Rosa, you will read?
Well, the shaping God's tremendous touch is Tokyo, unbearable. To mortal nerves, the fiery spirit grows in strength within and feels a joy in every titan pen. He who would save himself lives there and calm. He who would save the must share its pain. This he shall know who of his that grandiose edge arch. The great truth came to save this suffering world and rescue out of time's shadow, and the law must pass beneath the yoke of grief and pain. They are called by the will feel that they had hoped to break. On their shoulders they must bear man's load of fate. Heaven's riches they bring their suffering count their price, or they pay the gift of knowledge with their lives.
Thank you. Audrey.
The Son of God, born as the Son of Man, has drunk the bitter cup and God's head's debt. The debt the eternal owes to the fallen kind, who will, his will has bound to death and struggling life, that yearns in vain for rest and endless peace. Now is your debt paid, wiped off the original score. The eternal suffers in human form. He has signed salvation's testament with his blood. He has opened the doors of his undying peace. The deity compensates the creature's claim. The creator bears the law of pain and death. The retribution smiles.
Smites.
The incarnate God. His love has paved the mortal's road to heaven. He has given his life and light to balance here the dark account of mortal ignorance. It is finished. The dread, mysterious sacrifice offered by God's martyred body for the world. Gethsemane and Calvary are his own. He carries the cross on which man's soul is nailed. His escort is the curse of the crowd. Insult and jeer are his rights at acknowledgement. Two thieves slain with him mock his mighty death. He has trod his bleeding brow the Savior's way. He who has found his identity with God pays with the body's birth.
Death.
His soul's vast light. His knowledge immortal triumphs by his death. Hewn quartered on the scaffold of the fall, his crucified voice proclaims, I am God. Yes, all is God. Feels back heaven's deathless core.
Thank you. Paula.
The seed of Godhead sleeps in mortal hearts. The flower of Godhead grows on the world tree. All shall discover God in self and things. And when God's messenger comes to help the world and lead the soul of earth to higher things, he too must carry the yoke he came to unloosen. He too must bear the pang that he would heal. Exempt and unafflicted by earth's fate, how shall he cure the ills he never felt? He covers the world's agony with his calm. But though to the outward eye no sign appears, and peace is given to our torn human hearts, the struggle is there, and paid the unseen price. The fire, the strife, the wrestle are within. He carries the suffering world in his own breast. Its sins weigh on his thoughts. Its grief is his. Earth's ancient load lies heavy on his soul. Night and its powers beleaguer his tardy steps. The Titan adversary's clutch he bears. His march is a battle and a pilgrimage. Life's evil smites. He is stricken with the world's pain. A million wounds gape in his secret heart. His journeys sleepless through an unending night. Antagonist forces crowd across his path. A siege, a combat is his inner life.
Thank you. Tekeste, you read? No? You want to read? You can't. Jocelyn.
Even worse than the first, that order of things is not identity, and all above in love shall bring the cosmic anguish into his depths. The sorrow for all living things shall find, and knock at his doors, and live within his heart. The grateful call of sympathy can hide all suffering into his silver grief, and make all agreeing in all the world his own. He meets an ancient adversary force. He's lashed in the lips of a tear, the world's warm heart, the weeping of a century visits his heart. Wears the blood blue fiery scent of her. The poison of the world has stained his soul. In the marketplace of matters capital, amidst the shuffling and upper cold life, he is tied to a state of perennial fire. He burns on an unseen original world. What matter may turn to spirit stuff? He is the victim of his own sacrifice. The immortal bound to earth's mortality, the killing and perishing on the road of time, creates God's moment for eternity's bliss. He died that the world may be newborn and live. Even if he escapes the fierciest fire, even if the world breaks not in the drowning sea, only by heart sacrifice is high heaven earned. He must face the fight, the pain, the conquered pain.
Thank you.
A dog considered hostility is lodged in the human lips, in the hidden heart of pain that claims the right to change and mark God's work. A secret enmity ambushes the world's march. It leaves a mark on thought and speech and act. It stands stained and defect and all things done. Till it is slain, peace is forbidden on earth. There is no visible foe but the unseen. surround us forces intangible visit, touches from alien realms, thoughts mar our own, overtake us and compel the erring heart. Our lives are caught in an ambiguous net, an adversary force was born of war, invader of the life of mortal man. It hides from him the straight immortal path.